So we set our mind, we set our affection, because this is where the trouble come first to what? Where the trouble started in the mind. First thing, thoughts come, right? Thoughts that this is going to happen. Thoughts that's going to happen. You're going to have to do this. This kind of sickness will come at you. This kind of problem. Sometimes they'll find it's a problem. Sometimes they're a problem of peace. The enemy trying to take your peace. Am I right? Sometimes the enemy will try to make you feel inferior. That you don't qualify. You're too this, you're too that. And nobody loves you. I mean, all those things come. He starts with the mind, a thought, right? You're not the right color. You weren't born in the right family. And you're just a misfit. And nobody really loves you. So they're talking about you anyway, how ugly you are, how this you are, and all that. Start with a thought. But the scripture said, but if you have been raised with Christ, don't waste your time on those things. Think about what he said about you. Set your mind on that. Renew your mind to what he has said about you. What he said about you. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. Old things are passed away. I'm born again. More than a conqueror. That's who I am. Amen. Set your affection, your mind on those things. That's what he said. That you set your affection, your mind on those things and don't allow those thoughts. You take the word and do what? Cast them down. What he said, for the weapon that come against us, and it's found, I'm going to read this, and this is not in my notes, but it's in the Word. For though we, this is 2 Corinthians chapter 10, and listen to what it says, 10:3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not what? War after the flesh. See, the enemy want to pull you over into the realm where you don't have the sufficient stuff to deal with him. The flesh can't fight. A flesh being can't fight a spirit devil. That's why you ought to be in the spirit. You're born of the spirit, live in the spirit. Because flesh beings they are no match for spirit being. Did you hear what I said? So that's why you take charge. Don't let your flesh lead you. Don't let your flesh take the seat. Take the throne. You put it where it belongs. Amen. And you stay on the throne. And you make sure your flesh and your mind know that I am in charge. I'm on the throne. I call the shots. You don't. Amen. I say what we do. When flesh say, I don't feel like praying, you said, we're going to do it anyway. When the flesh say, I need to eat two more meals, you said, no, you're not. I'm in charge. Anybody here? So we realize where the fight's at, and we keep it on the right, in the right place. I mean, when there's a boxing match for a title or somebody working up to fight for the title, you don't see them out there all out in the street trying to fight. They go get in the ring, and they have to fight by the rules, right? Amen. If he get outside and grab up a chair, because you know all this fake and phony stuff, that's what you call that wrestling stuff. You know, it's a bunch of fake stuff. They do all that stuff. Amen. But when you're fighting by the rules, that boxer can't jump out the ring, grab him a chair, and jump up in the ring, hit the other man with it. No. They'll disqualify him real quick, right? So that's why you keep Satan in the ring, in the arena. Hallelujah. Are y'all getting this tonight? You keep him in the arena. Don't let him violate and pull you over in a place where it's illegal. Because you're not only, the little boy said, listen, this is my bat. This is my ball. And my daddy on the field. So you're going to play by my rules. Isn't that good? So, though we walk in the flesh, we do not what? War after the flesh. Why? For the weapon that I'm fighting with, the weapon that I'm using, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are not natural weapons. They're not carnal weapons. But they are what? Mighty through God to the pulling down of what? Strongholds. Say strongholds. See, they're mighty through God, these weapons, these thoughts that the enemy try to set up in your mind, that how you're not going to make it. Kobe going to get you. This going to get you. This going to get you. He bring those thoughts. You may come, but I'm not available. You may knock, I don't have to answer. Hello? And if you happen to open the door, and like you do sometimes, you have to open the door to go in the house and the fly get in the house. What do? You run out of the house and leave the fly in the house? No, go get you a swatter and swat it. Get him out of there. Amen. Isn't that good? Just go get your swatter, get that word. And chase him down, because he's going to light sometime. And swat him. Pow. And get him out of there. Hallelujah. So praise the Lord. Why? Because I'm in charge. I'm living from knowledge that I know and have on the inside. Christ is in here. I don't think this, I know this. So I'm going to live from the inside. I'm not going to live by speculation. I'm not going to live by opinion. I'm not going to live by what somebody said. I'm not going to live by somebody's religion, that somebody said something. God don't heal, and God this, and God that. I'm going to find out what God said himself. And I'm reading you what he said. The weapons of our warfare, this is what God is saying to you. The weapon that you have to fight with are not carnal weapons. Hallelujah. Know what you got. Hallelujah. Know what's available to you. And he's telling you, for the weapon that you're going to deal with these unseen forces, they're not common weapons. So don't try to box him with your natural flesh. Hallelujah. It's for they are not common, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds.